Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. We're back live once again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blubdino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone. Tonight's calling number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. For everybody online, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Put 'Em On Blast Radio. P-U-T-E-M On Blast Radio. For all inquiries, hit us up, putemonblastradio@gmail.com. Hit us up on Facebook, /CrazyMo916, crazy with a K, Mo and O-E, 916, or Miss Kimmy Simone, M-I-S-S, Kimmy Simone on Facebook, or hit us up on Put 'Em On Blast Radio on Facebook and hit the like button. It's all love. And off top, you know, we want to just give thanks to everybody out there who's been tuning in and all the support and all the love. You know, I know for the past couple of days we've been having a couple of little technical difficulties. I don't know what's going on with this computer thing, but it's all good. But we know what that is. But off top, I want to give love to my special guest, as always, on every Thursday, Madman UNG Records. I want to give love to Miss Very Sexy Lady, you know, his co-host. I want to give love to Bipolar Naked Magazine, Royal Blunt, you know, everybody out there, the ROK, Jay Neasy, everybody out there showing love. I want to give much love to everybody. Truly, you got much love and much support from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And on tonight's show, you know, as I said before, it's music industry discussion. We just talk about the music industry, you know, helping teams get in, open up doors, and, you know, doing your homework and all of the above. But right now, we're going to get to the hotline and see what's going on. Say what's good to Put 'Em On Blast, Carla.
What up? It's your boy Madman.
What's good,
Madman?
It's all love.
Yo, it's going down.
What's good? You know, you got love from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio. Like I was telling everybody, you know, we be having a little technical difficulties with these computers and stuff sometimes, but we all know what that is. But it's still our love, so I just ask everybody just keep on, you know, bearing with us and stuff. Keep supporting us, and we're going to keep you guys, you know, happy and do what you guys want us to do and keep you guys up to date with all the newest news, the latest news and everything, and just keep supporting. But right now, you know, I'm getting to another caller. Just hold on, Madman. And right now, caller, say what's good to Put 'Em On Blast Radio. Hello, caller.
What's up, everybody? This is Caramel.
How you? What up?
Caramel.
It's all right. Doing all right. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. I'm good. Traveling.
That's what's up. You be safe out there on them streets and things, traveling and things. It's all good. And you guys have a happy holidays. And we're going to get into one more caller and see who else is on the hotline. Say what's good, caller, to Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
What up? This is Wayne J. Smoke.
What up, J. Smoke? You got much love, J. Smoke. Raw Dog Music, Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. It's all love. And like we have every Thursday, like I said before, it's all about the music industry discussion. And, Madman, would you like to, you know, just pop the top on the bottle and get it all started?
Yeah, I got it, man. You know what I'm saying? Tonight we're talking about DJs and artists who don't put in work no more. You know what I'm saying? Today's DJ, they basically spin CDs at the club to hold a function down. And today's artists, they rap on top of their music. Or sing on top of the music. Nobody really does it live anymore. Does anybody do live shows anymore? And like groups, like a group of four, male or female, modeling, acting, rapping, whatever, they don't come out professional anymore. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, dress a certain way. I understand everybody got to wear the same shirts, but maybe coordinate colors, have a step. You know what I mean? That's the reason why groups and artists aren't getting signed, DJs really ain't getting picked up. And the ones that is getting played, they ain't even really doing work, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted to ask the people how they felt about that.
And that's what I said. See, them DJs and things, you know, and about the artists you're talking about, they just rapping over, it's like karaoke. They rapping over their own stuff instead of rapping to an instrumental. Like they forget the words. You see what I'm saying? That's the whole thing of being an artist. You're supposed to remember the words. So that way you don't need your CD with the words. Just have your ad-libs on the CD. Record your CDs that you perform with without the main part. See what I'm saying? Just have the background part, and then you fill in the rest. That lets you know, that way everybody can hear your real skills instead of the mixed down, mastered, you know, doctored up stuff. We want to hear you when you wake up in the morning, what you sound like.
What the voice sound like.
Yeah, because most of the time, most artists cannot sing. See what I'm saying? That's why when they go to the studio, it's good they in the studio. Because on stage, it don't sound good. When they live, it don't sound good. But when they in the studio and they, like I said, they put all that extra on it, those little reverbs and all that, it brings it out. And then when you put an artist on stage to perform that same song live with a live band or something, you'd be like, damn, why they sound so terrible, or why they sound so terrible? They don't sound like that on a CD. Because the CD is different. The CD is made where they can sell the artist. They sell in the song to you. Now it's time for the artist to finish selling it to you by sitting there and performing it live to sound good. That's why I say everybody don't sound good singing. Most people do. Some people don't. DJs playing them things, same thing with them. They need to go back to the old school records, you know, to the turntable instead of this new technology, slapping a CD and just turn the top of it, push a couple buttons, you know, the easy way out. See what I'm saying? I like the old school way with the records. You got to hurry up and flip the records on with records you want while the other one playing. You scratch, you mix, and, you know, you keep it going, keep the crowd hype. I like that. But, you know, I guess it's just the sign of the times. Everything changes. You know, it all changes with life. I guess that's what that is, you know, so I don't know. But J Smoke, what do you think about that?
I think, like, these DJs today, like, when they work with the artists, they really ain't doing a lot of mixing and scratching. All they're doing is, like, talking, like, screaming the artist's name, or it's just a lot of talking and sound effects, really. Like, back in the day, they used to scratch, blend, and, you know, interact with the crowd, but now they're just screaming over the old record.
Yeah, I don't like that. I hear a lot of those DJs, you know, I'm not even going to mention their names, but I hear a lot of those DJs out there, and they do mixtapes for people, and they got mainstream artists on there, just like Coast to Coast mixtapes and some other ones, you know, but like I said, I'm not going to mention the DJ's name, but they do that. And they play the song, and when you get into the song, right on the good part of the song, they start hollering, oh, DJ, such and such, give it, you know, it's like, man, you're messing up the song. You know, you're going to DJ, right, mix it, blend the songs, however you're going to do. We don't mind the DJ say it maybe once or twice throughout the whole entire CD, but not 20 times throughout one song. You flood the whole company. Or cut the song off and just do your little shout-outs. Because that's all he's doing. Shout outs to Bronx. Shout outs to, you know, Queen. Right over there down at the barbershop. Down there selling dope on the corner. Buying oranges from the Mexicans and stuff. You know, it's crazy. You know, but I don't know. Like I said, it's just the way life is. I don't understand it. I don't get it. But it is what it is. Ms. Caramel, how do you feel on that subject?
How I feel about it is that everybody's doing the same thing. I mean, the artists, they're not really saying anything these days. They're just throwing something out. Back in the day, it was totally different. They had meaning to what they were saying. You know what I'm saying? So regarding the DJ part, the DJs just want to really just not really good DJs. I mean, it's good DJs out here that's really doing something, like really scratching and really having that equipment to do something, but technology is really doing all it for them. You know what I'm saying? So they're not really doing anything.
So you're saying you prefer an older DJ from back in the day than a newer DJ nowadays?
Of course, because they know they're the ones that putting the records on and they're the ones that knows what they're doing. I mean, right now technology is taking over. You know what I'm saying? So they just push a button and then there you go.
That's right. That's what's up. And what you said on what she just said, man.
You know what I'm saying? Because when the artists get on stage, right, and they just rapping on top of a CD, if the CD is fresh, what they perform, are they prepared for the next level? You know what I mean? But you know, when you was rapping with your old school DJ, if the record scratched, you could stop and be like, hold on, here, just start all over again, and you know what I'm saying? The crowd goes crazy. You know,
yeah.
Nowadays, you know, they ain't putting no good show on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I remember Beat Street breaking all that. You know, I love Beat Street Turbo and all them. You know, I love the DJs. Just like back in the day, like Turbo and them. You know, when they didn't really rap, they was breakdancing. So when they get in funk, they come to the club and they just break out, push each other, and just break out, popping, pop locking, and doing all that. So I'm saying nowadays here. It's like everything changed, just like with the DJs, music, everything. People don't act the same no more, nothing. And I just don't understand, where did the transition happen at?
I got one for you, man, you know what I'm saying? The dancing from back in the day to today's dancing, since you brought the break dancing up, right?
Yeah.
Hey, right now, y'all, who y'all think dancing right now on TV better, men or women?
You can't really say that like that, man, because I see a lot of men that be dancing in video, because it seems like there's more males even singing. There's more men singing than women nowadays. Before, it was more women singing and dancing and groups and doing all that. Now you see more men out there on stage. To me, I see more men singing, dancing, and I don't see that many women. Really no more. Even on the videos, BET, I see more male videos than women videos.
But they're not, but I don't feel that they're dancing. I feel that they're just doing a step. Dancing
just moving.
Today. If you go look at Soul Train, that's dancing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but they don't even dance no more. You know, they just make a step and then there you go. Everybody's following it. And
yeah, everybody's
just,
following
the
same dance.
They don't even dance no more.
That's true. Everybody just step. You know what I'm saying? Every video you watch,
exactly.
They got a lead artist and they got steppers.
It's the same dance where they just call them a different name. Like, it's
exactly.
Yeah, everybody doing the same
exactly.
Dance.
They do that with everything in life. Everything that we have in life since the beginning, everything is a cycle. Everything just repeats itself over and over, but it just comes back differently. Just like with the drugs. They used to have all the blue devils and all that. Now they got, we call them E-pills, ecstasy. See what I'm saying? Mollies and all that. See, all that stuff is from way back in the day. Just like this music stuff, people rapping about certain things. Oh, well, you know, that's new right now. No, man, them people was rapping about all that a long time ago, but they was rapping it in a different form than the way they rapping it now.
Exactly.
See what I'm saying? What is a different form that was respected by everybody now? The industry ain't respected by nobody because it's wild. Everybody's doing what they want to do, so don't nobody respect the industry nowadays, and which is really messed up, which that's what we need to bring back. We need to bring it back to originality, back in the 80s and the 70s. You know, when the real music was out, when real rap was out, when the real DJs was out, before all the funk and all the gangsta really hit and all the hyphy hit and all this extra stuff. See what I'm saying? And all this watered down bling bling rapping about nothing but cars. All the new kids rapping about cars. Yeah, how do you rapping about cars? You ain't even made millions yet. We just see a new artist come out. Say T.I. bring out somebody. We see the person for the first time in history.
And he already
read the video. This doing a video, making money, throwing money, making it rain, riding in foreign cars and stuff like his, not knowing some people that's out here looking on the outside in like, oh, damn, they balling. Oh, he's a new cat. He balling like that? What happened? Not knowing that ain't even his stuff. That stuff is rented. Somebody let him just sit in the car for a minute to shoot that little scene, then get yourself up out of my car. See what I'm saying? Don't scratch it, don't dirty it, nothing. See what I'm saying? Those clothes, the jewelry, that's going to be rented. It don't even be theirs. It's just the record company be giving them these things, and I don't know.
Some of them actually, you know, they rent them too, you know what I'm saying? But you know that right now everybody's going to pop anyway. You know what I mean? So that's why there's no real music out there, because everybody decides to go to pop, because that's where they're going to make everything happen. So nobody don't really do no. It's no real R&B singers out here now. It's no really, you know what I'm saying. So everybody decided, hey, we're gonna go to pop. That's where they're making their money at right now.
Yeah, everybody pretty much
pop
is mimicking. everybody just pretty much mimicking everybody else, trying to follow the trends, trying to fit in where they can get in. But the whole thing is what we need to do is just be original, be ourselves. You know what I'm saying? All we got to do is just stick to what we saying, y'all. This is Kimmy Simone, anyway, your co-host. All we got to do is just stick together and keep doing what we doing. And somebody somewhere is listening. Somebody somewhere is going to follow. We ain't got to be followers. We're leaders. And they just want us to do what they want us to do so they can make us a little puppets. That's all they want to do. You know, they just want to make us puppets. And if we just show them that we're not puppets, then we'll let them know that we mean and we say what we said, and we ain't got to follow you. You know what I mean? Straight up, just be original. Be yourself.
Exactly.
It's all about originality. And that's why I'm going to go back to what I said. I don't know where did the transition take place. Where do you guys feel the transition took place where things changed the industry from good to worse? I ain't even going to say bad, just from good to worse. What do you think? Do you think it happened when Pac and Biggie came up there? Do you think it happened before then or afterwards? Yeah. See what I'm saying? Where do you think the music industry went wrong, made that wrong curve, where it steered off the wrong roadside of the road where we got all this watered down stuff and allowed it to come into the industry and take over?
Yeah,
see what I'm saying? Where do you think that started at?
I think you called it off. I think you called it out when you said when Tupac and Biggie died. To me, it seemed like that's when the game really changed.
Because
it's more about rapping about life.
That's when it changed.
Yeah, I believe that's when it changed, because then it was everybody rapping about life, what they were going through. But then when they died, it's just then when they're all the bling and all that stuff started coming out, rapping about money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because they knew Tupac wasn't having it. Tupac was like a black Jesus walking around. When Tupac come around, it's like everybody re-rapping and talking all this mess. And when Tupac pop up, and it's like, uh-oh, we got to straighten up. That's Tupac. We got to keep it real. We got to keep it 100.
Yeah,
we're going to keep
it
real. We're going to tell us about ourselves.
You know what I'm
saying? We're going to put you on blast. That's why I wish Pac was alive. That's why I wish Pac was alive right now as we...
He ain't got to be alive, crazy Mo' Glove. You know, we got a whole bunch of Pacs inside of us. I got Pac inside of me right now.
That's my truth. You got mad, man.
Mad, man.
It's all good, though. But for real, though, you know, Pac and them, you know, they did put they foot in the industry and change it around. Because, you know, Pac been in it for a while when he started off with Digital Underground. And then from there, he just merged and became a solo artist. Well, you know, he had his group Thug Life and Outlaws and all that. Then he became solo and did his Tupac thing. And when he did his Tupac thing, that's when... You know, it just, the whole industry was just like, oh, my God, this man, we all got to be like Pac. We got to be like him. But now since they killed him off, now it's like, oh, we're just running wild. It's like the head of our crew is gone, and we're running around with, like, chickens with our head cut off. We don't know we're lost.
We got a couple Tupacs in the industry, though. We got Cat Williams, you know, Mike Epps. They don't rap, you know what I'm saying, but live on the microphone, they perform too. You know, it's coming. You know,
and that's right. They deliver that message, don't they?
That's real.
Go ahead, man.
I'm just saying that's the voice too. You know what I'm saying? We got them cats. You know what I'm saying? The rappers, some of the rappers scared because they got to live up to it. They don't want to really bang. Yo, man, it's South Central, and then you know what I'm saying? You go perform somewhere in South Central, you're going to really see them gangsters out there, and they're going to be wanting to know where you're from, and you ain't from where you're from, you snatch car stage. You know
what I'm
saying?
That's why I said be yourself.
I believe that a lot of people don't like reality when rappers come out with reality. I think Nas is one of the guys that come out with reality, and they don't give him the props that he needs. You know, Nas is real tight. He let you know what's really going on, and they don't give him that. He don't get credit for it.
Yeah, because they got him on the back burner because he's being overpowered by, like I say, watered-down music. See what I'm saying? Yeah, see, Nas, Tupac, Biggie, And
a lot of them.
Yeah, what you say?
A gang of political artists. With that circle
I know there's good political artists, but it's just like in my book, it's just a handful that really sits there on top of the industry, even as icons and people that make history and living legends and all of the above. It's only a handful. You will never in life get that back to this music industry.
It's a handful, but when Nas and Tupac come with educations and try to school people what they want to do, people right now is trying to get fast money. They make any kind of music to get the money, you know what I'm saying? So that's what that's coming all about. But when it comes to education, they don't want to hear that. They want someone telling them something. They don't want to hear that. You know, they can hear something about, you know, something totally different, quick money. They're trying to get that quick money.
Yeah, that's just why people rather listen to a lie than the truth.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody tell you the truth, knowing it's the truth, but it don't sound good enough to them. It don't sound convincing. So when somebody tell you a lie, oh, that sounds juicy. And then they take that lie and go spread it to everybody else, knowing it's a lie, just like you said, education. People talk about education and life and real life things to keep you alive. People don't want to hear that. They're like, yeah, whatever. That's just you talking about God and church and all that. I don't want to hear that. That's how people are. And when you talk about hustling, selling, they move away from it.
But it's a society. That's how society is. You know, when it comes to the truth, they won. Or when you come with some other, you know what I mean, they'd be like, oh, yeah, that's cool. You know?
Yeah, and that's what we need to change. That's why we have this thing with the teenagers, because we talk to teenagers. They even want, you know, some of the teenagers we talk to, they even want the artists nowadays to do more positive messages. You know, the industry don't want another Tupac. They don't want another Biggie. They don't want another Nas. They don't want another whoever, you know. But there's people in the world who people do not mind to put in that same position. Like I'm saying, we don't want Tupac, but we want somebody who can preach and give positive messages, or strong positive messages that can get to people like Tupac did. See what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, and that's how the youngsters are. They just want more positive messages. The youngsters is tired of having to grow up. Just because they're young don't mean all youngsters want to hear about, just because they're young don't mean they all want to hear about pimping and shooting and killing and doing all this excess stuff. You know, they don't all want to hear about that. Some really do want to hear about what life is about, what the future is about. See what I'm saying? So that's why I say the youngsters want artists. I tell artists, like I tell Two Squad when he was on the line, you know, all artists, period. I just feel like whether you do a 16-track CD, I don't care how many murder songs you do on there, but do at least, out of a 16-track thing, do at least 3 or 4 positive songs for the kids or old folks or something, a good, strong message that they can stick with, and not no message that is like, oh, yeah, I got a whole bunch of kilos, and I'm in school, and I don't want to deal with school, and I don't like the teacher, so I'd rather be rich because Maybach music, and everybody else is over here riding in drops and all these little foreign cars, so I want to go do that. No. Go rap about some positive stuff so that way they can learn, you know, hey, man, you don't have to go to church, but get God in your life. See what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Know the right from wrong. See what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Know the devil. Know when the devil is bothering you. You got to know when God is doing something for you and when the devil is doing something for you. You got to know the difference. If you don't know the difference, you lost. If you don't know the difference, you're going to be misled. Same as this music industry, same thing. If you don't know the right people, it's up to the artists. I don't even care about the record companies, none of that. It's up to the artists because they're the one who's in the studio writing it down and recording it. So they can't blame it, oh, the record company made me rap like this. No, man. If you sign, you're supposed to come and be you, so that means rap some good stuff. Convince that record company that your type of music is good and the people out in the world wants to hear your music. So
Ron,
you
I can believe
that type of music. See what I'm saying? You got to just like everybody who does music, you got to convince the fans and the record companies that pop music, rock and roll, whatever genre of music you do is good and that the fans is willing to buy your music. So
right.
positive music and make people want that positive music.
Don't do negative music and make people want negative music. No, do positive music and make people want more positive music. And once you do that, it'll be a better industry and everybody else will fall in line like dominoes because this whole world is copycats. There's not that many leaders in this world no more. Everybody else is followers. So since you got a lot of followers, well, if somebody do something good and you get enough people doing something good, all those bad followers will turn into good followers. So you just got to do the right thing. That's all I'm saying. Just do more positive music. And keep it pushing and get it in for not just the kids, but for you as an artist to be a better artist out there. See what I'm saying? Don't be like Birdman and everybody you see. Be you. Be who God made. Be you. If you sing and do rock and roll, rap, if you rap and you sound like a fucking crow on the side of a fence choking a cat out, then that's the way you rap.
Be the best crow to choke the cat out.
Be the best crow choker cat that you can be. See what I'm saying? That's what you do. No, for real. That's what you do. You be the best that you can be at what you do and make people want you and your type of music.
Yeah.
Madman.
Jay Smoke. Jay Smoke.
Jay Smoke. Hello, Madman.
Y'all seeing him?
Jay Smoke. And Mr. Madman.
Feeling Jay Smoke.
All right.
Just right now?
How are you? Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. You know what, I just want to tell all y'all, everybody at Madman especially, man, every day I wake up and go to sleep, Madman, Madman, I'm telling you. It's just, it's something about this right here, what we're doing. And no matter how people out there don't understand what we're doing, if we believe in it and it feels good to us, Jay Smoke, Mr. Caramel, Madman, let's do this. Not just for us, but for these kids, because they're listening, man. They're really out there listening. They're giving us feedback, and we got to give it to them. We have to. Forget the older people if they don't understand what we're trying to do. We got to do this for these kids.
I'm glad you brought that up, man, because everybody on the show tonight, I want y'all to know something. Hey, when you go on to Yahoo, it's on the front page about Put 'Em on Blast Radio. You know what I mean? All you got to do is put share, and it'll go to your Twitter or your Facebook. And it'll show you how many people we get listening to the show. It's on Blog Talk. You can go straight, even the people that's out there listening, you can go straight to Google and type in Blog Talk, Put 'Em on Blast. You know what I mean? And it'll pop up and show you what days the shows are coming on. For artists that's trying to get their music played, you can get your music played. You can get a live interview, you know what I mean? Jay Smoke, you know what I'm saying? Man, we on the radio Thursdays, you know what I'm saying? Crazy Mo, Kimmy, you know what I'm saying? Miss Caramel. Everybody here, we're trying to do something positive, so y'all call in, support us, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, you can get on and let your voice be heard if you have something to bring to the table that's important for us, you know what I'm saying? Anybody
that's
got feedback on that right there?
That's right. And I love y'all out there. Y'all say stay, be blessed. I get ready for my B-Day. I'll see y'all. Love y'all. Stay blessed.
Yeah, have a good one for your bands tomorrow.
That's right. It's on Saturday from 9 to 1, 9 p.m. to 1 at River's Edge Bar and Grill, West Sacramento, West Capitol Ave.
And we got Jay Measy.
We got Jay Measy, Kilo Capenell, Tony Rico Jr., we got Saga and DK Chantal.
And Mr. No Face
Shotterman. And while we're talking about that, because the show's about to end right now, I want to give love and a special shout out to No Face Shotterman. He's out there right now. I do believe he's in L.A. or San Diego, one of the two. He's out there performing with Bootsy Collins right now. So much love to him. It's the first time he performed with them, and it's something big. And after that, he's on his way to Sacramento to perform for us out here, you know, so it's all love. So big ups to No Face for doing this thing out there, you know. And I'd like to thank you all, you know, Jay Smoke, Miss Caramel, Madman, you know, UNG Records for calling in. You know, much love to all you guys and support all the way around all four corners from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast radio station. We almost out of time. Everybody out there, you know, be safe, stop the violence. And we all need unity. We need to come together as one. And we all need to unite. And we all need to support our local artists no matter where you are on this planet. Support your local artists.
Please.
You know what I'm saying? Please support. Please support Madman. Please support Jay Smoke. Support Miss Caramel. support Miss Lyons, Lisa Lyons, support YFK, support Two Squad, Cyan, everybody, OYG Red Rum, Badass, everybody out of Cali, from Cali all the way to the West Coast, everybody.
OYG Red Rum.
We got a love for all you guys. And right now, one by one, within a minute or less, J Smoke, is there anything or anybody that you might want to put on blast at this time?
You want to put new orders, all new orders on blast? Just letting them know be original.
That's what's up. Miss Caramel, is there anybody you might want to put on blast at this time, no matter who or what it is?
No, I just want to tell everybody to do you. Just keep doing what you do and believe in God and be humble and everything will fall in place.
That's what's up. That's real talk. Man, you up to bat. Anything you want to put on blast?
Yeah, like I was saying, these DJs, you know, study the history, put in some work. So, you know what I'm saying, while you're rocking a party, if the equipment cut off, you know how to turn it back on. You know what I'm saying? And these artists, same thing. Learn your songs so you don't have to get up there and perform on top of your song to help you remember your lyrics. Learn your lyrics so you can do it on top of your instrumental. Performing live is better. And also, the next time you can see Madman J Smoke out here, we're doing a show in Atlanta at Club Masquerade, January 30th, with the big homie Cyan. You know what I'm saying? Y'all come down and support the Masquerade. That's a big club downtown Atlanta off North Avenue. If you want to get some information on that, hit me up on Facebook, UNG Radio Station, you know what I'm saying? Or follow us on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Holler at your boy Madman, bang.
You know, you guys heard it first right here. I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hood radio station. And we out. Until next time, we salute you all. Peace and God bless. And be safe.
One love.
Love you.